After the death of Joshua, the Israelites inquired of the Lord, "Who will be the first to go up and fight for us against the Canaanites?" "Judah shall go up," answered the Lord, "indeed. I have delivered the land into their hands." And the men of Judah said to their brothers, the Simeonites, "Come up with us to our allotted territory, and let us fight against the Canaanites, and we likewise will go with you to your territory." So the Simeonites went with them. When Judah attacked, the Lord delivered the Canaanites and Perizzites into their hands. And they struck down 10,000 men at Bezek. And there they found Adoni-Bezek and fought against him, striking down the Canaanites and Perizzites. As Adoni-Bezek fled, they pursued him, seized him, and cut off his thumbs and big toes. Then Adoni-Bezek said, 70 kings with their thumbs and big toes cut off have gathered the scraps under my table, as I have done to them, so God has repaid me. And they brought him to Jerusalem, where he died. Then the men of Judah fought against Jerusalem and captured it. They put the city to the sword and set it on fire. Afterward, the men of Judah marched down to fight against the Canaanites living in the hill country, in the Negev and in the foothills. Judah also marched against the Canaanites who were living in Hebron. And they struck down Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai. From there they marched against the inhabitants of Debir. And Caleb said to the man who strikes down Kiriath Sefer and captures it, "I will give my daughter Aksah in marriage." So Othniel, son of Caleb's younger brother Kenaz, captured the city, and Caleb gave his daughter Aksah to him in marriage. One day Aksah came to Othniel and urged him to ask her father for a field. When she got off her donkey, Caleb asked her, "What do you desire?" "Give me a blessing," she answered. "Since you have given me land in the Negev, give me springs of water as well." So Caleb gave her both the upper and lower springs. Now the descendants of Moses' father-in-law, the Kenites, went up with the men of Judah from the city of palms to the wilderness of Judah in the Negev near Arad. They went to live among the people. Then the men of Judah went with their brothers, the Simeonites, attacked the Canaanites living in Zephath, and devoted the city to destruction. So it was called Hormah. And Judah also captured Gaza, Ashkelon, and Ekron, each with its territory. The Lord was with Judah, and they took possession of the hill country. But they could not drive out the inhabitants of the plains, because they had chariots of iron. Just as Moses had promised, Judah gave Hebron to Caleb, who drove out the descendants of the three sons of Anak. The Benjamites, however, failed to drive out the Jebusites living in Jerusalem. So to this day, the Jebusites live there among the Benjamites. The house of Joseph also attacked Bethel, and the Lord was with them. They sent spies to Bethel, and when the spies saw men coming out of the city, they said to him, "Please show us how to get into the city, and we will treat you kindly." So the man showed them the entrance to the city, and they put the city to the sword, but released that man and all his family. And the man went to the land of the Hittites, built a city, and called it Luz, which is its name to this day. At that time Manasseh failed to drive out the inhabitants of Beth-Shean.
their villages, for the Canaanites were determined to dwell in that land. When Israel became stronger, they pressed the Canaanites into forced labor, but they never drove them out completely. Ephraim also failed to drive out the Canaanites living in Gezer, so the Canaanites continued to dwell among them in Gezer. Zebulun failed to drive out the inhabitants of Kitron and Nahalol, so the Canaanites lived among them and served as forced laborers. Asher failed to drive out the inhabitants of Akko, Sidon, all our backs that held the Aphek in Rehob. So the Asherites lived among the Canaanite inhabitants of the land, because they did not drive them out. Naphtali failed to drive out the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh and Bethamath, so the Naphtalites also lived among the Canaanite inhabitants of the land. But the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh and Bethanath served them as forced laborers. The Amorites forced the Danites into the hill country and did not allow them to come down into the plain. And the Amorites were determined to dwell in Mount Hir's, Ayalon, and Shaldan. But when the house of Joseph grew in strength, they pressed the Amorites into forced labor, and the border of the Amorites extended from the ascent of Akrabim to Selah and beyond.